Midnight in Death by J.D. Robb. The year is dying in the night. Tennyson. The welfare of the people is the chief law. Cicero. 1. Murder respects no traditions. It ignores sentiment. It takes no holidays. Because murder was her business, Lieutenant Eve Dallas stood in the pre-dawn freeze of Christmas morning, coating the deerskin gloves her husband had given her only hours before with sealant. The call had come in less than an hour before, and less than 6 hours since she'd closed a case that had left her shaky and exhausted. Her first Christmas with Rourke wasn't getting off to a rousing start. Then again, it had taken a much nastier turn for Judge Harold Wanger. His body had been dumped dead center in the ice rink at Rockefeller Center, face up so his glazed eyes could stare at the huge celebrational tree that was New York's symbol of goodwill toward men. His body was naked and already a deep shade of blue. The thick mane of silver hair that had been his trademark had been roughly chopped off. And though his face was severely battered, she had no trouble recognizing him. She'd sat in his courtroom dozens of times in her 10 years on the force. He had been, she thought, a solid and steady man, with as much understanding of the slippery channels of the law as respect for the heart of it. She crouched down to get a closer look at the words that had been burned deeply into his chest. "Judge not, lest you be judged." She hoped the burns had been inflicted post-mortem, but she doubted it. He had been mercilessly beaten, the fingers of both hands broken, deep wounds around his wrists.